spirit and push against the spirit of death. Push against the spirit of recession. Push against the spirit of the devourer and put a yes in your mouth. Open up your mouth and agree with the promise of God and say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Now throw your hands up and say he will supply. He will.
He will
supply.
Supply.
He will.
He will
supply.
Supply.
He will.
He will
supply.
Supply.
Now scream.
It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. And if you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August 14th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We're bringing you part two of our two-part series, The Waters of God. I pray that you're being blessed because God is blessing me immensely. I don't want to receive all the benefits and blessings for myself. I hope that they're flowing out to you. That's what we've been talking about, what the music has been teaching us. That's what the Word of God says. He wants to meet our every need to the overflow so that others may be blessed as well. And I think this is a perfect time for us to open the opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, or those of you who may have received Him and you strayed from where you should be in Him, this is your opportunity that you might come just as you are to receive all that God has for you. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, here on Sounds of Praise.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon His name and
And that's the key. You need to come just as you are, surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow Him to do His transforming work in your life. That's what salvation does. It takes us from where we are and transforms us so that we might start being the people that God wants us to be. We can't do it on our own. It needs to be a total surrender of ourselves to Him each and every day once we receive Him as personal Lord and Savior. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. And if you pray these words after me to God and you mean what the words are saying, He will begin His transformation in your life this very day. How do I know that? Because that's what He did in my life way back on Palm Sunday, 1958. And I can tell you that ever since then, He has been leading, guiding, directing, blessing, healing, I could go on and on and on. But that's why I'm here. I want the overflow from my life to flow out into your life today. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I know that I've been on the outside of your blessings, your salvation, for far too long. This is not the first time I've heard your message, but I've rejected you in times past. But I believe that this is my day, this is my hour, this is my moment. I don't want it to pass me by. And so I'm opening myself to you that you might save me, you might cleanse me, you might fill me with your spirit and make me the person that you want me to be. Because I know that you know best for me. And I've made a mess of my life trying to be the person that I wanted to be. But now I'm surrendering myself to you and to your control. And I'm thanking you for your forgiveness and your provision and your continued blessing in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should be involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. And if by chance you're not near a telephone, you can still get that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB at Verizon.net. That's Darnley VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please call while I'm on the air or write as soon as you get a chance or email me, because we don't want you to put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
You are, your past is over. Come back.
And we pray that you have come. And if so, please give us a call so we can send that material. Again, our number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out here free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. It's 7:13 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August 14th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we're bringing you part two of a two-part series, The Waters of God. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise, but before we do that, we're going to bring Brianna Babineau front and center with a medley, Run Over and Holy Spirit, here on Sounds of Praise.
What do you give a God that don't see it all? What do you have that could ever be enough? Gonna lay my life down, gonna lift my love up. I know it's not much, but here's my
7:23 here on WMFO in Medford. We're running a little late, but this is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, leading us in evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar with Prayer Changes Things, followed by Dorothy Norwood, two veterans of the Caravans. I won't say how many years they go back. And Oh Jesus here on Sounds of Praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests. Phone number 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. The When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry.
From your eye, oh, pray, pray, 'cause all of life's broken pieces, God is the one who really cares. And when your load gets too heavy, I'll go behind the closed doors and lay it all before the master, and you'll come out lighter than before. If you ask and believe in that name, you shall receive. Just call Jesus if you would. You're gonna find him working it out for your good. Prayer, a prayer, yes,
changes things.
It really changes things.
I know, prayer,
I dare you to try him.
Changes things.
It will change things.
When it feels like hope is gone,
it's all gone,
and you can't keep holding on,
don't give up on God.
call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
It's 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we are praying for the country. And around the world, there have been so many natural disasters, floods and fires and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and you name it. We've experienced it or we are experiencing it. And so we're praying that God will deliver during these natural disasters that are taking place around the world. As someone said, if people won't read God's word and believe what his word says, then he'll speak to them through natural disasters. And we're seeing people losing everything, their homes inundated with water down in Louisiana and Arkansas and other places as well. So we're praying that God's going to minister in his own way through these natural disasters and bring men and women and boys and girls to the realization that he is God and in him alone is our only hope. We're praying that God will destroy yokes of the devil by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We've been speaking about the Holy Spirit these past two programs, the waters of God and the Spirit of God. They're synonymous. And we're praying that God's going to destroy yokes that are going to keep his people back from the things that he has in store for them. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God will continue to work in her body. She had a procedure on her back, but there's still been some pain. So we're praying God's going to work powerfully in her behalf and that he would work in the area of loneliness, providing friends and fellowship, and that deliver her from smoking as well. Michelle of Medford. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity that we have. It's a tremendous opportunity to bring every situation to your throne. You said, come before your throne boldly, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And these are truly needy times, Lord. We pray you would speak powerfully, Lord, to the lives of your people through the various disasters taking place in the world. May we stand up and recognize, oh Lord, the role you placed us in as intercessors in the world, so that many may come to know you through prayer and through the works that you're allowing your people to do and directing your people to do, so that the reality of your gospel might reach deep down to many hearts and lives, and many might turn their lives over to you before time passes on into eternity. So we thank you in advance for all you're doing. If they're not reading your word, Lord, may they read the reality of your truth and what's taking place in the world these days, so that many might recognize their need to surrender themselves to you and to your control. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And Lord, we sense the yoke of the devil working powerfully in the lives of so many individuals. But by your spirit, you said, yoke shall be destroyed. So we're claiming victory in deliverance, chains falling off because of the delivering power of Almighty God. So we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish and the many people who are going to be set free to receive the salvation gift that Jesus Christ alone can give. And we pray, O Lord, not only might they receive you, but they might grow in you and grow in grace and in the knowledge of your truth, so they in turn might be vessels through whom your blessing might flow in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, we pray, O Lord, you will continue to touch her physically, Lord. Touch her spiritually. May she realize she needs to continue to grow in you. She needs to continue to put her faith and trust and confidence in you. Let not the various things that would try to dissuade her from continuing to press ever onward and forward in you, may they also fall by the wayside as yokes are destroyed and chains, spiritual chains are taken off, so she might recognize her faith and her trust and her confidence must remain strong in you to receive the benefits and blessings that you have for her. And may she in turn be a benefit and a blessing into other lives as she continue to grow in you. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:38 here on WMFO in Metro. I want to let you know, if you don't know already, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And if no one answers, leave your message on our answering system. As soon as I get my hands on it, I'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, as soon as I get your prayer request or your praise report, I'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:39, the Sounds of Praise time. I got a few songs I want to get in, want to get on. Donnie McClurkin, Let the River Flow, here on Sounds of Praise.
Like a well of water, oh, oh, springing up to everlasting life. Oh, the living water, let the river flow. Please, let the river flow. Oh, let the river flow and refresh my soul. Hallelujah. Lord, please let the river flow. Lord, let the river flow. Please, Lord, let the river flow. And refresh my soul.
Everybody say let the rain fall. I need it, Lord. Let the rain fall. I need it, Lord. Oh, let the rain fall. Oh, please, Lord.
And refresh my soul.
In a dry and thirsty land, Lord, please, Lord. Life, Lord. In my desert life, in my desert life, refresh my soul. Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. That's right, raise your hands, raise your hands. That's right, let it flood over your soul. Yeah. Everybody sing, say, Lord, Lord.
Lonely
water.
Lonely water.
That's right, receive tonight. Receive.
Says, let the rain fall down. Hallelujah. We need some rain in this earth, don't you think? Hallelujah. some rain. Rain of salvation. Rain of deliverance. Rain of healing. Rain of miracles. We need some rain. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
.746 here on Sounds of Praise. Local artist Leslie Seeley. Let the rain fall down.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Father, your word says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. On my handmaids and my servants, while I pour out my spirit. And then you promised us the rain, the former rain and the latter rain together. Can you lift hands and receive the waters of God? Father, tonight we ask for rain in the time of rain. We lift it as a prayer before you. Open the skies. Release the waters of God. Let's say it.
Open the skies.
Release.
In the sky.
Open the sky.
Release the waters of heaven.
Open the skies.
Release the rivers.
Deep calls to deep.
Deep calls unto deep.
Can you say that as a prayer to him? Pour out rain, Father.
Open the skies.
Release the waters of heaven.
Agua
de Seo Judeus. Release the rivers. Deep calls unto deep.
Deep calls unto deep.
Lift it as a prayer over the skies. Can you slip up your hands? Let's petition the throne of grace. For out of that throne flows a crystal river. In whom is healing waters. Deep calls to deep. Deep calls unto deep. Open up the skies, Father. We ask for rain. Open up the skies. Release the waters. Open the skies. Release. Deep calls unto deep. Spirit to spirit tonight. Come on, lift it up in the sky. Release the rivers. We call for the waters of heaven. From your throne. Release rivers. Deep calls to deep. We're asking for the deep things. Open up the skies, God. Release rivers. Waters from out of your presence. Healing waters. Open the skies. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls to deep tonight. Speak spirit to spirit. Said once again, open the sky. Release. Let the dew of heaven fall. into your presence. We go underwater. We go into your presence. We say, open the sky. Release. Open up the skies. Release waters. Open the skies. Release the river. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. Now lift your hands and receive rain in the time of rain. Flood every thirsty soul. Send waters, oh God. Fill your people to overflowing. Like David, we say, my cup runneth over. Let waters flow from your throne. Out of your throne proceeds a river. And on both sides of that river is a tree. On whose leaves are good for the healing of the nations. Release healing water. Release fresh rain. Let your glory be manifest. As deep calls unto deep. Come on once again. Open the sky. In the skies. Release the waters of heaven. Open the skies. Release. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Now lift your hands and receive it tonight.
There's one declaration I need you to know first.